This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. It's St. Petersburg in 1866. Fyodor Dostoevsky is 46 years old and recently widowed. To help in the difficult process of completing his new novel, he hires a young secretary, Anna Snitkova. New Mexico playwright Rosemary Zebert's The Jewel in the Manuscript premiered last year in Albuquerque. It returns this weekend to Warehouse 21 in Santa Fe. And Rosemary Zebert is with us this morning. Rosemary, Dostoevsky's life is filled with dramatic episodes and fascinating characters. Why did you settle on this part of his life?
Well, let me just give a little bit of background. I went to St. Petersburg with my husband about 5 or 6 years ago. We went to the Dostoevsky House Museum, which is a wonderful house museum with tableaus of each of his major books. And as I was leaving, I grabbed a biography, a short English biography, and was fascinated. I knew nothing about this remarkable and compelling story. And I thought, gosh, if I don't know anything, I'll bet most Americans don't either. This would be a great subject for a play. And when I read about this particular story, the fact that he was harassed by gambling debts and forced to write a novel in 1 month, so he hires this young woman, and in 1 month they do complete the novel, and then their relationship is the story of the play. It has what plays really require, which is the demand of having to do this in 1 month. And it had the relationship, the opportunity for romance, which is also, of course, a great appeal.
Tell us a little bit about Anna Snitkova.
Well, she was a young woman who had just completed the new school of stenography. She has a sort of inner strength and dignity. I mean, you can imagine what it was like for a young woman to go to the home of a famous celebrity who's considerably older than she and work and have a job, is what I mean. I mean, that was so unusual for that day and time. So she's insecure, of course, when she starts out, and yet she has this inner strength and dignity, which is what attracts Dostoevsky to her ultimately. And she was a really key figure, not just in his life, but in a sense in the world of literature, because he didn't actually write any of his major works until they were connected. She was a woman of character, of faith, which ultimately turns out to be a very important part of the story as well.
What are you hoping audience members take away when they leave The Jewel?
Well, there's
the
two things. One, in Dostoevsky, you see the incredible elation of being a creative person, the flow of ideas and the flow of the imagination, and you also see the ultimate despair of, my work will never be recognized. And so Anna provides him with kind of a ballast and a sense of the opportunity to move forward in a steady way. And I see that as important to any artist. They have to unite those two qualities, the gift and the talent, and also the perseverance to keep on going. And then another, of course, is redemption. Dostoevsky gives a window into the lives of poor and emotionally and spiritually impoverished people. He gives a window onto what it's like for redemption for them. And through Anna, he gets a glimpse of what is redemption like for him.
Rosemary Zebert's play, The Jewel in the Manuscript, opens Saturday night at Warehouse 21 in Santa Fe and runs through February 16th. For tickets and information, call 983-8159. Rosemary, many thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you so much. I love this radio station, so it's a delight to come here.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.